We're the mystery bunch on a journey to strengthen our iman. So come and join the fun, everyone. Come and see what's going on.
As Abu Ali helps us on our way, making sure we don't go astray. Many problems we face
every day,
but there's lessons that we learn along the way. 'Cause every step we take, every move we make, everything we say, Allah is watching us. If we remember Him, He will remember us. In Him we put our trust, and that's enough for us.
We're the mystery bunch, and together we learn about Allah. We're the mystery bunch on a journey to strengthen our iman. So come and join the fun, everyone. Come and see what's going on.
Huh? Can you hear someone crying? Maha? What's wrong? Why are you crying?
My caterpillar died. When I went to check on him this morning, there was just an empty cocoon.
Don't worry, Maha. To Allah we belong, and to Him we shall return. Maybe Allah turned your caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly.
Butterflies? I like butterflies.
Well, let me tell you a story about a squirrel who thought his friend had died. Story time. Scream.
One day, while Abdul Hakim was on his way to Quran class, he found Ababil lying on the ground.
Wake up, Ababil. This isn't a place to be sleeping. You should go back to your nest. Wake up.
Meanwhile, Abdul Karim and Abdul Salim had just finished Quran class and came out from Masjid al-Shajara.
I learnt more than you today, yay. I learnt more than you today, yay.
Said Abdul Karim.
MashaAllah. Don't forget now, you gotta apply the Quran to your life.
Said Abdul Salim.
What do you mean apply the Quran to my life? What, like applying peanut butter to bread? Not quite. You see, Allah gave the Quran to guide us. It's like a torchlight in the dark, showing us which way to go home safely. It contains instructions on things we should and should not do, and also has the answers about the purpose of life.
Said Abdul Salim.
Light, purpose, guide. Sounds complicated. Don't worry, Allah will guide you. Huh? Can you hear that? I can hear someone crying. There you are, Abdul Hakim. Why didn't you come to Quran class today? And why are you crying?
I tried to wake him up, but he doesn't get up. He's gone all cold.
Said Abdul Hakim while crying.
Oh no, I think Ababil has died. He has passed away. So that's what you meant, Abdul Salim. Applying the Quran to our everyday life. Abdul Hakim, listen up. Allah said in the Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
What does that mean?
Said Abdul Hakim.
It means to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. Inna lillahi, to Allah we belong, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And to Him we shall return. And Ababil has just gone back to Allah.
Said Abdul Karim.
Come on, you two. Let's go ask the ants to help us bury Ababil.
Said Abdul Salim as he ran off to find the ants. When the ants finished burying Ababil, Sulaiman spoke to Abdul Hakim, who was still crying. Abdul Hakim and Ababil were best friends after all.
Don't worry, Abdul Hakim. This isn't a bad thing. Allah made all of us, and we have to go back to Him. Allah made us from the earth. That's why when we die, we will go back into the earth. And on the day of judgment, Allah will make us come back to life to question us about all the things we done while we were alive. And those who believed in Allah alone and did good things while they were alive, Allah will reward them. But those who made partners with Allah and worshipped other than Allah, and those who done bad things while they were alive, Allah will punish them in the fire.
Oh no!
Will Ababil go to the fire?
Said Abdul Hakim.
Don't worry. Ababil was a very good Muslim. He worshipped Allah alone, and he would help everyone in need. He even helped protect the Kaaba, the house of Allah, when an evil man came to break it with an army of elephants,
said Sulaiman the ant.
Oh Allah, please forgive Ababil and let him enter your Jannah,
said Abdul Hakim while making dua to Allah. One day Shakir was hopping his way to the pond, when all of a sudden an acorn hit him on the head and knocked him out.
Where did that acorn go? It must be here somewhere. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. Shakir also died and returned back to Allah. What should I do? I think I'll bury Shakir as we buried Ababil,
said Abdul Hakim, not knowing Shakir was still alive.
Did you find that nut? And what are you doing to Shakir?
Said Abdul Salim.
I found Shakir lying on the ground. I think he died and went back to Allah. So I'm burying him as we buried Ababil.
All three scrolls were saying,
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
To Allah we belong and to Him we shall return.
Oh, my head! Who returned back to Allah? What's going on here? How did I get here?
Said Shakir as he began to wake up.
La ilaha illallah, you're not dead. Abdul Hakim thought you died and returned back to Allah, so he began to bury you.
Abdul Hakim, I'm not dead. I was on my way to the pond when all of a sudden something hit me on the head. Next thing I know, I wake up and half of me is under the ground.
I'm sorry. I thought you had died like Ababil.
Listen, Abdul Hakim, who gives us life?
Allah.
So who controls life?
Allah does. And Allah is Al-Mumit, the giver of death,
shouted out Abdul Karim.
You're right, Abdul Karim. Allah is Al-Mumit, the one who gives death to the living. And everyone will die only when Allah wants them to die. Everything around us living will die one day. When a seed is placed into the earth, Allah gives it life, and it grows to become a beautiful flower. And when Allah wants it to die, it dies and goes back into the earth,
said Shakir.
Boys, where are you?
Called out a voice.
Uncle Salam is looking for us. Let's go, guys.
Wait! Before you go, take this badge, Abdul Karim. You were right about Allah.
Abdul Karim received a badge from Shakir. It has the name Al-Mumit on it.
Al-Mumit is one of the names of Allah. Allah is Al-Mumit, the giver of death. You say it. Al-Mumit. Al-Mumit. Allah is Al-Mumit, the giver of death. And nothing lives or dies without Allah's permission.
The three scrolls hurried back to Uncle Salam.
Guys, did you forget about something? Guys, get me out of here! Guys!
Called out Shakir as he was left in the ground, half buried. The end.
Did you enjoy that story? Maha, what about you?
So, life is controlled by Allah. He is Al-Mumit. Allah is the one who gives death. And nothing lives or dies without his permission. Thank you for the story, Abu Walid. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Maha. Now, we gained another name of Allah. We have Al-Mumit. Allah, the one who gives death. And nothing lives or dies without Allah's permission. Join us next episode as we collect more special badges with the names of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
We're the mystery bunch, and together we learn about Allah. So come and join the fun, everyone. Come and see what's going on. Mystery bunch,
come on and join the
mystery bunch.
Together with us,
Mystery Bunch,
with you all the way, Allah will guide us.
Kids, media dedicated to Ummah.